This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The New York Attorney General's Office is asking four retailers to pull some of their private label herbal supplements from shelves. The office says the label is fraudulent, and focusing here on GNC, Walmart, Target, and Walgreens, it says in several cases products advertising ingredients like St. John's wort didn't have any of the plant but did contain lots of filler. Marketplace's Annie Baxter joins me with details. Good morning.
Hello.
Well, what did the New York Attorney General find?
Well, researchers went to a few of the retailer stores in New York State, and they rounded up a couple of the popular store brand supplements, and then they did some fancy DNA testing to see if the ingredients matched the labels. And according to the New York Times, which has been following the story, supplements at Walmart, which are supposed to contain stuff like ginkgo biloba, which is thought to be a memory booster, didn't appear to have any of the plant's material, but instead had stuff like powdered radish and wheat, a potential issue for people who are allergic to gluten. And tests on the other retailers' private label supplements yielded similar results. These findings may resonate with health experts who've sounded alarms about weak federal oversight of the health supplement industry.
All right, those pesky DNA tests. Now, what's the AG's office asking the retailers to actually do about this?
They want them to stop selling their products in New York stores and provide a bunch of information, like whether the retailers have done any of their own quality control testing and what the results were.
What'd you find when you reached out to the stores?
Well, I did contact all four of them, and among the responses I got, Walmart says it will reach out to its suppliers and take appropriate action, but it has no plans to pull the products at this time. GNC says it will cooperate with the Attorney General's office, but that it stands behind the quality of its private label products and that it does test them.
All right. Marketplace's Annie Baxter, thank you.
You're welcome.